Bader Show 923. Jason, in my estimation, took about 20 calls during that break trying to answer the question. The Radio Jeopardy category first was politics. I then changed it to voting. The Radio Jeopardy answer, this has increased 13% since 1996. Jenna in Green Bay, I am told you have the right answer. Give it on the air for us.
What is the black voter turnout rate?
That is absolutely correct. And I was afraid we weren't going to give away those Brewer tickets. I was getting just a little nervous there. Now, why do you suppose that's an significant... I just saw a stupid instant message from a coworker. Forgive me. Why do you suppose that's significant, Jenna?
Because of the issues that are important to black voters.
Right, but... That it went up, that black turnout went up. Why do you think that's what's revealing about that?
I guess people are more involved in elections and voting, and
more
attention.
It tells you that something isn't working that conservatives are accused of. Voter suppression, Jenna. We're trying to keep the blacks away from the polls. Well, I guess we suck at that, don't we? Because that's not happening. Jenna, congratulations. Hang on. Jason's going to get some information from you, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Yes. That little nugget is squirreled away in an opinion piece the Wall Street Journal has today, Coalition of the Disappointed. Essentially, what it points out is that Democrats have nothing to run on. Foreign policy is a nightmare with Russia. The economy is still doing very poorly. Median household income is still lower than it was 2007. So what they're trying to do is, in a way that they've never had, use the wedge issues, race, gender, and the grievances of identity politics. President Obama still lying about the 77 cents per dollar gender gap. Democrats in general are lying that Republicans are trying to use voter suppression. So if there's this mass voter suppression effort out there, why have blacks, and it's actually up to 2012, 1996 to 2012, have turned out 13% higher than when Bill Clinton was reelected? And wait till you hear this. 2012, the black participation rate was 66.2%. Guess what it was for non-Hispanic whites? 64.1%. I'm not going to say that one on the air. 64.1% for non-Hispanic whites. 66.2% for blacks. The black voting rate rose 13%. Now, I know what the liberal will respond. Well, that's why you're trying to suppress it. No, you've claimed we've been trying to suppress it for years. By the way, photo ID being a voter suppressant. Look at Indiana. Look at Indiana's minority voter turnout, including blacks, since they've had photo ID. Go take a look at that. This nonsense that it's suppresses the vote is just that. We're not the first one to try it. It's just like, remember the idiotic stuff that we heard was going to happen when we get concealed carry? It's going to be the wild, wild west, blah, blah, blah. None of that has happened, just as it hasn't happened in any of the other 48 states that had it to that point. I remember debating this with a sister when she, my younger sister, she had no idea most of the rest of the country had some form of concealed carry to one degree or another. She had no idea. She thought Wisconsin was trying this crazy idea. By the way, one other thought unrelated directly to this. The Wall Street Journal points out foreign policy's a mess. Combat vehicles in East Ukraine raise Russian flag. Soldiers say Ukrainian units switched to pro-Russian side, but cannot be confirmed. When is the average person going to understand what a big deal the Russian-Ukraine crisis is? Perhaps never. All right, coming up after 9:30, a story we haven't gotten to. The Nevada cattle rancher range war. And is Bundy really a conservative hero? It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of